Y'all, this is scary how bad the tables are turning when it comes to women's cry out for help, for love, for men, for relationships. Like, it used to be this thing to where women were out here screaming from the mountaintops and the rooftops about how they didn't need a man and they were good and capable on their own. I got my own money. I got my own career. I got my degrees. I got my homegirl support. Like, having a man is really the last thing on my mind, especially considering the fact that I could have a whole rotation of men if I wanted to, right? Like, that used to be the norm. It used to be this thing to where men would be okay with waiting around in friend zones, with being in a rotation even, all if it meant that at the end of the day, she would one day and someday choose me. But that's not happening anymore. And the reason why that's not happening anymore is because a lot of men have realized their own value and their own worth. And no, I'm not going to sacrifice my own peace, my happiness, my freedom, my respect, my integrity, none of that for a woman. You know, a woman that is not trying to be my woman, a woman that is not trying to pour into me, appreciate me. Like, I would rather go out and find my own woman that is ready and willing to go to the next level instead of having me chase up behind her and beg for her validation and approval. And I don't have time. So now a lot of women are kind of stuck. Yeah. And they are begging, pleading, crying. Yes, you heard me. Crying even for men to be with them, settle down with them, love them, see them even. Because let's be clear, you all, a lot of women today are getting ignored as well, especially if you are not trying to meet and measure up to a man's standard. Because yes, men today have standards. And if you're not up to par, you can stay very far. Bars. Okay. But that's what's happening right now. And so many women are feeling the effects. So since a lot of them are now having to live these lives of scarcity, you know, not having support, not having love, not having companionship, they are really frantic and in a frenzy and realizing the faults, realizing the mistakes. Yes, I actually did need a man. Yes, life is hard doing all of this by myself. And listening to the sisterhood of sadness telling me that it's okay for us to be stronger, independent boss chicks. Yeah, done with them too. Where is my man? This not working. But let's get into it, you all, because when I came across this video, I was floored. I didn't know whether to cry, laugh, be concerned, have pity. Like, I really was confused. But nonetheless, I do feel like this video encompasses all of the different thoughts and feelings and ebbs and flows that a lot of these chicks are experiencing today. It's just that this woman here is going to be real enough to put it all out there on the front street to say, yes, I need a man. I hate being alone. I'm not really up to par myself, which is probably why men are not taking from me and probably also why my man left me. And yeah, I can't do this, but let's get into it. Y'all like the video, share the video and subscribe. And let's take a dive and a look into what a lot of women are going through right now today. Run the clip.
I don't care what he looks like. I just want a man. I just want a man. Please, Lord, send me somebody to love me and be with me. It's already hard the way I look at my size. I want a man. I don't want to be alone. I want a man. I want a man. I want a man. My man left me.
Y'all, That was a short clip, but it was a lot. And I'm not lying when I say that she is a depiction of what a whole bunch of different women out there right now today are going through and experiencing. They just have to pretend like, yeah, I'm good. I don't want no man. I'm fine. You know? I'm perfect. But this is what's happening right now, you all. These women cannot take it anymore. They have to acknowledge what it is. And what it is I need a man. I need love. I'm a woman. I'm not designed to be out here doing this all on my own. Like, look. And what does her title say? It says, listen, don't judge. And look, I gotta be real with you. I listen to you, and I'm sorry, sis. I'm judging you because I told y'all so. Okay, I told y'all that this day would come to where y'all would be out here begging and pleading, crying, screaming, kicking for these men to choose you, to pick you, to be with you. But y'all said, no, I was just pandering. I was just a pick me. I didn't know what I was talking about. And yeah, sis, now you have to be honest. Now you got to tell the truth about what's really going on with you. These men are leaving y'all if you're not up to their standards. Men have standards now. I'm pretty sure that's why her man left her. She said, it's very hard for me considering how I look and my size. But here's what we got to really peep the game on. Wasn't all of these women out here saying that size didn't matter? I'm beautiful anyway. I'm a perfect 10. It does not matter what these people are saying. I don't have to work out. I don't have to eat right. I don't have to lose weight. Like, yeah. I don't have to be fit, feminine, and friendly. Please. But now they have to be honest. And you know why they're having to be honest? Because life. Because reality. Because men have shown them exactly what it is. Men are not tolerating settling for this. See, for so long, the women were saying that I'm not going to settle. What you won't do, another man will. Well, it looks like they're not. It looks like the men are the ones who are no longer settling. It looks like it's actually the men who have options. And what you won't do, another woman will. AKA, if you don't want to lose weight, get in shape, another woman will. If you don't want to act right, do right by me, don't worry, another woman will. The men are the ones who have leverage and options now, and the women are feeling it terribly. Let's get back into it, y'all. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe, because this took me out. I'm not going to lie. You know, and I'm not necessarily judging her per se, but I do feel like what she is going through, what she is saying, what she is experiencing is the reality of a lot of women out there. They're just not going to be brave enough and vulnerable enough to vocalize it, to say it out loud. You know what I'm saying? But let's get into it, because this is crazy to me. I thought y'all didn't need no man. I thought you wore a perfect 10 regardless. It don't matter that you're out of shape. It don't matter how you look. You can go outside with a bonnet on and, you know, look at how you look. It's cool. Because the men gonna take care of you regardless. That's what y'all said. But now it's a different story. It's a different tone. Y'all really out here begging, crying, kicking, and screaming for a man. Are y'all not the biggest pick-me's? But y'all wanted to shame me. And I don't think it's something wrong. I don't think it's anything wrong with a woman wanting to be picked. Okay, let's make it abundantly clear. Okay, nothing wrong with that. But y'all made it a problem. Y'all tried to condemn women for wanting to be in alignment with a man so she can be chosen by a man and taken care of by a man. I wasn't saying to be out here doing whatever by any means necessary to get with a man, even if he trash. I never said that. All I was saying was for y'all to be fair and balanced. Have reciprocity. Have respect. Replenish that man that's pouring into you. That's all I said. And y'all said I was a pick me. Look at y'all now. The biggest pick me's. She said, I don't care how that man looks. I just want a man. What? But I thought men had to be 6 foot tall, have a six pack, make six figures, have at least a 6-inch peen. Like, what you mean you don't care about how he looks? Like, is it that bad now, ladies? That y'all are neglecting y'all standards? Y'all superficial surface level standards just to have a man? What? Oh, baby, how the tables have turned and the bridges have burned. Because y'all definitely burned the bridges with the men. Definitely. That's why y'all out here crying now, begging now. Because the men turned their backs on y'all. The men said, no, nah, I ain't settling for you. You don't look how I want you to look. You don't behave how I want you to behave. You're not my type. I will leave you. And who's to say that the man that she was with originally, you know, she wasn't in shape for at first. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many women out here who get very, very comfortable and then want to let themselves go, thinking that a man's just going to tolerate it and deal with it. And then when they don't, they want to cry. Please. Oh, now he's shallow. Now he's not a real man. Now he's this. Now he's that. But what y'all the same women talking about? If you're not this height and if you don't make this amount of money and if you don't kiss my behind and do whatever I want you to do, that you're not a real man and I'm not going to settle for you and I will leave you? Y'all were quick to leave these men when they didn't meet your standard. So why are you crying now that they're leaving y'all because y'all don't meet theirs? Let's break it down, y'all. Let's run it back, okay? Because this is crazy to me. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe.
I don't care what it looks like. I just want a man. I just want a man. Please, Lord, send me somebody to love me and be with me.
She said, I don't care how that man look. I just want a man. Lord, please. What?
It's already hard the way I look at my size.
But I thought y'all was bad chicks, regardless. Men, real men, they like big women. I'm a perfect 10. It don't matter. Yeah, I look like Beyonce. And really, you look like this. But again, a man was supposed to just tolerate that, right? But they're not. And now y'all shocked? This is crazy. Look, y'all. Is it just me or have the tables turned? This is crazy. Y'all get the likes up.
I want a man. I don't want to be alone. I want a man. I want a man.
I thought y'all degrees was enough. I thought y'all's careers were enough. Y'all's money was enough. What do you mean you need a man? You want a man?
I want a man. My man left me.
My man left me. And y'all know what else? A lot of y'all's men will leave y'all if y'all don't get y'all acts together. If y'all don't get yourselves together. Mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Because guess what, ladies? Men don't want to deal with broke bums either. I thought I would come on here, show y'all the mental state of a lot of these women out here that swore up and down that they didn't need a man, they didn't want a man, they were fine. They are not. Y'all let me know, have you been also seeing and witnessing a lot of women out here who profess to be strong, independent boss chicks that were bad and bougie, okay? Are y'all starting to see a different tune being sung? Let me know. All right, but like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Ladies, let's do better. That way, we're not out here begging and pleading and crying and screaming for a man to choose us and pick us. We can already be the quality of woman that these men are looking for. And so we'll have the men. At least that's the objective and that's the goal. But yeah, the men have standards now and y'all are not meeting them. And so step your game up so you're not out here looking like her. All right. So I know a lot of y'all are going through it. A lot of y'all are feeling how she feels, but you have to pretend like you're not. right? And I get it. It's a painful pill to swallow, to admit that you were wrong. I know. But clean it up, and hopefully the men can take notice of you again and give you a chance. Maybe. I don't know. Fellas, y'all let me know. Is it too late? If it's not, let us know it's not. But yeah, this is how the women are really feeling, fellas. This is what they're really going through behind the scenes. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next dope discussion. Much love and peace to my crown heads. And ladies, don't be like her. Peace.